It's well established that poverty can be transmitted from one generation to the next. Now an article in the journal Science looks at which policies are particularly good at breaking that cycle. One of the most effective programs is a home visiting program that works with young first-time moms. Amid the budget negotiations up on Beacon Hill, state lawmakers are trying to decide whether to increase funding for that program. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports.
In elephant print pajamas, 21-month-old Cassidy is playing on the carpet.
Any papers back from housing?
Patricia Warnham is a so-called home visitor. She's sitting on the couch with Cassidy's mother, Keisha Harrison.
I know you did Boston Housing because you're close on that list. So.
But I mean, now that I'm no longer in the shelter, that takes me off the priority.
Every 2 weeks, Warnham visits 20-year-old Harrison in Dorchester. Harrison was in high school when she found out she was pregnant. She's now working nights at a restaurant and is thinking of returning to school. Warnham has been working with Harrison since she was pregnant. Herself a former teen mom, Warnham was a preschool teacher for 15 years before getting retrained as a home visitor. Warnham asked Harrison about everything, from Cassidy's bedtime routine to the family's diet.
Housing, goals, mental status. I write down economics, if they need help getting the resources, make sure that they're up on their appointments, her and the baby, and immunizations are like a must.
Keisha Harrison says she's not sure where she'd be without Warnham's support.
You know, it is just me and Cassidy. It's just good to have, like, that extra backup, because if I didn't, I probably would have really just stopped doing everything a long time ago.
Warnham works for a program called Healthy Families Massachusetts, which aims to help first-time parents create stable and nurturing environments for their children. This program, and others like it, are trying to combat a well-known phenomenon. If you are born to a poor mother, the odds are overwhelming that you will grow up to be poor. This month, an entire issue of the journal Science was devoted to the science of inequality. It rounded up the bad news. Inequality is increasing, and disadvantages are passed from one generation to the next. But according to one of the articles, there is hope in the form of effective public policies.
You often just hear about how things are getting worse.
Janet Curry co-authored an article in this journal. She's a professor of economics at Princeton.
The unfortunate consequence of that is that people are left with the impression that nothing works. So we wanted to point out that there are programs that work, that they do make a difference.
Especially those policies aimed at pregnant women and children in their first years of life. Things like having health insurance, getting access to family planning, curbing domestic violence, all make a difference to the health of the baby and their long-term chances. Food assistance programs and early education can also be key. Home visiting programs, especially those with nurse visitors, have been shown to drastically reduce child abuse. And when those children grow up, they are less likely to have criminal records. Susan Bartley is executive director of the Children's Trust, which administers the Massachusetts home visiting program.
If a child is reported every 5 minutes in this state as being abused, then we don't really have time to wait.
She says the states should view these programs as preventive care.
There isn't a childhood disease that we don't try to prevent. It's a silly way to do business, to let all that damage happen. We don't let that damage happen to children in any other situation.
Curry, the study's co-author, says preempting problems through public policy is good economics.
We all pay when people don't do well in terms of welfare costs, health care costs, costs to put people in prison. If everybody was healthy and productive, then they would pay taxes, and that would benefit everybody else as well.
Massachusetts' home visiting program costs $3,300 a year per child. The majority of that comes back to the state in federal reimbursements. Next year's state budget hasn't been finalized yet, but there is a chance home visiting will get a funding boost. While program administrators anxiously await the state's final budget numbers, Keisha Harrison is focused on a different number, Cassidy's age. When Cassidy turns 3, the home visiting program ends and Warnham's visits stop. Harrison says she doesn't know what will happen.
I don't know. I mean, I feel hopeful, but I know for me, like, I tend to do a lot better when I have, like, someone there to, like, back me up. So I don't know.
At that moment, Cassidy runs over with her favorite book, and Harrison instinctively starts reading it to her.
The sun has a sunny smile. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Home visitor Patricia Warnham says Keisha Harrison has the knowledge she needs to help her young daughter challenge the odds that are stacked against her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.